like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Okay, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Well, we're talking about, you know, stat padding and all that stuff, which, again, we all know that watch the Joker play. This is not a real thing. It's really not. However, this is a real thing. Giannis had a triple-double, his fourth triple-double of the night. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 23 points. He had a season-high 13 assists and rebounded his intentionally missed shot with a second left for his fourth triple-double. He is walking, kind of jogging the ball down the other side of the floor. Nobody's fouling. There's not enough time left. There's like 6 seconds left. He just trots underneath the rim, and with like 1 second left, he bounces the ball off of the kind of the corner of the rim slash backboard, and it falls right into his hands. And they registered a rebound for him because of that. That's stat padding. Now that is the truest form of stat padding. It's what I would do if I were playing NBA 2K or something. Just throw it off the board like 6 times and you get a lot of rebounds.
So that was his fourth triple-double?
His fourth triple-double of the season.
That's crazy.
Just his fourth. Well, he doesn't get assists like that, you know? 13 assists for him? It's pretty phenomenal.
Like, I feel like that's a lot for that type of player, but mm-hmm. then we see Jokic with 20-plus, and is he really that high of a level?
He's just that good at... Joker's just that good at all of the stat categories. A good scorer, a good passer, a good rebounder. He's just good at all of those things. It's hard to get triple-doubles if you are not a master in those three areas. LeBron was, Russ was. Those guys that are in the upper echelon of triple-doubles could easily score 10, and then rebounding and assists were things that they could do as well. So, yeah, you're right. Hearing that Giannis just has 4 this season does make it seem absolutely insane that Joker's at 20. Was he at 25? Did he get 25th on Friday? It's nuts. Well, probably. You think he's going to get another one tonight, Toronto?
Probably.
Kind of a 500 team. The question will be, are you going to be destroying this team by the time we're halfway through the third? If that's the case, you got to get your work done early then.
I mean, it only takes him a half to do it.
Really? So. It only takes him a half to like be in the... Sometimes he gets the triple-double, or at least he's like, wow, he needs 4 more stats to get the triple-double. So all he needs is a quick start in the third. A little rivalry brewing between the Mavericks and the Suns, specifically Luka Doncic and Devin Booker. Those guys, we've seen those two go at it over the last couple of years, especially in the Western Conference semifinals last season. Those two really don't like each other. I don't think it's like a healthy love-hate relationship. They are at each other all the time. The Suns beat the Mavericks 130-126. This just goes to show you how intense these games are becoming. These last, when we get to like the last 15 or whatever, it's going to pick up because teams are fighting for playoff positions, especially now that the Lakers are probably done. And then the Grizzlies are probably going to slide down, I would imagine. If Ja Morant is going, if he just misses 2 games, okay, but he could potentially miss a lot more. Luka and Booker, though, were going at it. Luka told Booker to shut the blank up before stepping toward him and exchanging more words, leading to a double technical. Booker said he was telling the official that Doncic had pushed off and should have been called for an offensive foul. Luka disagreed. Luka said, based on the words, I don't think so. 14 technical fouls this season, too shy of an automatic 1-game suspension for Luka. He said, it's fine, it's just a competitive game. I don't feel like it's a, when they're done with the game, it's like a mutual, you know what, we're just two competitors. Those two actually do not like each other. It's fun to watch.
Yeah,
I'd be down to see a first round.
I feel like we haven't seen a rivalry like that in the NBA for a while.
Nah, just good old-fashioned sports hate. Yeah, I don't like that. Derek Carr is signing with the New Orleans Saints, according to ESPN. He appeared to confirm the news, tweeting Monday, Who dat? The Saints finished 7-10 last season, and Derek Carr, at the age of 31, will be the guy for the New Orleans Saints. What does that mean for Jameis Winston? Probably a free agent, or he is a free agent. And then, of course, that links us to the Broncos question. Do you go pick up a guy like Jameis Winston to be your backup quarterback for Russell Wilson? Certainly a bigger name now.
Does Winston go back to Tampa Bay?
I don't know. Is there bad blood there?
I don't know. I think the Jets are also an option.
Because Bruce Arians was his coach.
Raiders.
Wasn't Bruce Arians the coach when Jameis Winston was there?
Yep.
So now being the GM or whatever he is, I don't know if there's bad blood there. But again, if you're Jameis, you got to understand. We got Tom Brady, dude. Like, would you understand that? How do you think this is going to work? The Saints weren't really one of the teams I thought Derek Carr was going to end up with. I mean, the Jets seem to be rising to the top there. They may still be in the running for Aaron Rodgers. I don't know.
I'm hearing more Ryan Tannehill, which I would love for the Jets to do a move like that.
Dude, are you a Ryan Tannehill away from making a run into the playoffs? I don't think anybody's a Ryan Tannehill away.
I don't think Ryan Tannehill helps you at
all. I don't
all.
Think Ryan Tannehill is Ryan Tannehill away.
He's not even a quarterback.
I mean, I've never been a big Ryan Tannehill guy. He's just kind of a guy. Just kind of he's like Joe Flacco now without ever having the Joe Flacco magic. Flacco had a couple of years of Joe Flacco magic. Busy stuff going on in the NFL, though. Also in the NBA. I mean, this is a crazy time. With free agency, you know, teams can start talking to players now. What, March 13th? March 15th is the start of the new league year. And the Broncos have a lot of work to do when it comes to filling up their free agency side of things. So now backup quarterback is somewhat of a priority for Denver. Especially given, I don't know, Sean Payton's lukewarm responses about Russell Wilson and everything. I mean, it does kind of feel like he's very careful to not do anything close to what Nathaniel Hackett did, which was go all in on the Russell Wilson train. He's very good about that. So I would imagine a backup quarterback is somewhat of a priority. Denver has $9.6 million in cap space, according to the over the cap data, which is right around the middle of the pack with the other NFL teams that I looked up. The Broncos haven't made any moves yet to clear any cap space. There's a guy they could cut in Ronald Darby, which would save $9.6 million on the cap and cost $3 million in dead money. If they liked the rookie Damari Mathis at cornerback enough, that's a big one there to see kind of how that one goes. They could cut Graham Glasgow. That would net $11 million in cap savings, $3 million dead. Chase Edmonds' contract, the Broncos owe him no guarantee money despite a cap number of $5.92 million. They could cut outside linebacker Jacob Martin. That's a potential $3.8 million in savings, and others at less impactful positions. So there's certainly, like, don't let the $9.6 million in cap space fool you. There's enough moves where the Broncos could shed a few contracts here to make some pushes as we approach the free agency period for Denver. They don't have a lot of flexibility, but they have, if they can start moving on from people, then that would be ideal, so then they can get aggressive, which is where I think they have to get aggressive in free agency because the draft picks just are not there. Again, we know that the first-round pick that they got, San Francisco's first-round selection from Miami, that went to New Orleans. They have 6 draft picks. Their first selection comes back-to-back at number 67 and 68 near the top of the third round. So much of the work has to be done in free agency. Offensive line is priority number one. I'm not 100% sold on the tight end position right now. Defensive line, probably priority number two. So it goes offensive line, defensive line, maybe, I don't know, tight end, maybe backup quarterback. Running back is still somewhat of a priority, I think, because I know George Payton's saying that Javonte Williams is going to be good, but that's a big if, and if he's not, you know, are you comfortable just going in with Latavius Murray to be your running back? Is that I liked him. I liked what we saw with him, with them last year. But that's not a guy you necessarily want to stamp as, yeah, we're building around this guy, especially when we know Sean Payton is wanting to really emphasize the run game, more so than what we even were close to seeing last year. But this is where George Payton's got to shine. Pressure's on George Payton. You wanted Russ. You wanted Sean Payton. Well, you gave up the draft picks to do so. So now this has got to be where you shine. You find guys that we're not all talking about, aren't obvious guys. Third round has kind of been okay for Denver, though, for George Payton. You know, Quinn Meinerz, Baron Browning, Greg Dulcich. We'll see. I hope he works out. But the third round has been okay for Denver the last year or so. So we'll see what Denver ends up doing. But the free agency frenzy begins. They have 17 unrestricted free agents, potential unrestricted free agents coming up. And we know we talked about Draymond Jones and a couple of those guys that they are going to let test the free agency waters. And we'll see how that works out for them. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. B-Rad, I've been out of town, but I got the CBS Sports email. Count me in for March Madness brackets. Yeah, we're gonna just bring in everybody that was in last year too. Since we're late to the dance here, we want to get this going quickly. What kind of trivia are you thinking, Angel? We want to get somebody else registered right now.
Sure. Some March Madness trivia here. What city has hosted the most Final Fours?
Okay, that's a good one.
It's a city in the United States.
Okay, well, that's a good. It's a good hint. Which city has hosted the most Final Fours? Be the first caller to get that right on our First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Be the first caller to get that one right, and you're in our whole show bracket challenge. We know we've already got a foursome ready to go from the Eaton Country Club, ready to go there. We've got a foursome that we're giving out to the winner there. We're adding to the prize total as we speak today. So if you want a chance to get in for free and play with the best and hope that you can beat me somehow, which just won't happen, then this is your opportunity. So which city has hosted the most Final Fours? Be the first caller to get that one right, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Bring your email to Angel, and he'll get you booked in. 18 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice. We're live from the Allo Fiber Studios. We'll be right back.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Wild, wild west, Jim West, Desperado, rough rider, no, you don't want nada, none of this, six gunning this, brother running this, buffalo soldier, look, it's like I told you, any damsel that
I saw some of the clips of Chris Rock's Netflix stand-up special, specifically the one where he's talking about the slap, Will Smith. I guess I was wrong on that whole thing, by the way. I thought it was fake and just a made-up, stupid Hollywood thing. But it doesn't seem like it anymore. I was wrong about one thing. Fine.
No, it was certainly real. And Will Smith is significantly taller than Chris Rock.
He is.
From what Chris said on the stand-up.
Oh, that's what you took from it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to sound weird. Now, I felt bad for Chris Rock, and I still do, but he's obviously doing fine with everything. I mean, more people want to watch
that now.
Said
it still
now.
Hurts like a,
yeah,
like a mother.
Yeah, it still hurts. Well, it's embarrassing, too. I mean, the pride, everything. But I would imagine the Netflix special that Chris Rock did is doing better because of the Will Smith slap. Would you agree? I want to tune into it, and I usually don't watch stand-up that much anymore.
Sure.
So I would definitely watch that. Although, people are filming the whole thing he did on Will Smith, so it's already online. Which should probably be taken down at some point if you do that. I kind of feel bad for Will Smith. I'm going to say it. Not that he doesn't deserve to be attacked and all that stuff, but, dude, he just kind of got, like, I don't know. The whole Jada thing, him, I don't know the details. I don't subscribe to People magazine, but she was, like, doing stuff behind his back, correct?
Behind his back with him having knowledge that she was free to do so.
That's so weird. Maybe I don't feel bad for him. I don't know. That's crazy.
And then she interviewed Will about it.
How do you feel about that?
Exactly.
So
that's
he was.
What Chris
so
said.
he gave her the green light to do this stuff to cheat on him, basically. Yes. Okay.
She
never mind.
It,
never mind.
Then,
I do not feel bad for him then.
Yeah, Chris Rock was saying I could have gone after a lot more stuff, but just going after her specifically, like I could have said something way worse.
That's a weird thing that turned out to be. Did that ruin his Will Smith's career? Has he been anything since?
He won a couple awards for the King Richard movie. I know that.
But didn't he do that before the slap?
Yeah.
So I mean, has he been in anything that we've heard of that he would be a part of after the slap? I don't know. It's so unfortunate, dude. Will Smith, man. He was, as Chris Rock even said in the video, he's like a dude.
Emancipation.
Yeah, and that was the one he was up for awards or something.
Yes.
for that night, apparently. There's some raunchy stuff in there from Chris Rock, too. I might go watch that. I don't know. He's always been pretty funny. Eastside Chris, guys, I filled out my bracket regardless of teams or mascots prior to tournament start. I'll probably do better than the last 20 years. I don't think you can do that, Eastside Chris. He says, breathe the rest of my message. What is it? I know the teams haven't been selected. However, this might be the way to bring down the great Brady. Well, I don't think you can. I don't even think they'll let you fill it out because there's no teams on there.
Nothing has been said.
So what is Eastside Chris filling out? Somewhere he's filling something out. He's probably just printed off a fake an empty bracket, and he filled it out.
He just did the top 64 teams.
Yeah.
Regardless of conference tournaments or whatever, just 64 teams at random.
Just
I like
go.
Their colors better than those colors.
Oh, yeah, so I don't even know who's in? I don't even know who's
you
actually
flip
in?
Flip a coin on each one and
yeah.
see what happens.
A lot of times I do that with teams like that I haven't seen a lot. Then I'll just kind of flip. If it's like you're talking close seeds to each other and I haven't watched them much, then I'll just, whatever. I'll go back and look at like their last five games or something like that. Now, there's a lot of teams I've watched this year, so I feel pretty good about a lot of them, you know, about some of the star players. I just got to be careful and not try to get too crazy with the Mountain West Conference because I really believe that they're going to do something. But I can't put all my eggs in that basket because that torched me last year. I still finished in the top three because I'm that good at this. But I would have probably won the whole thing had I not fallen in love with the Mountain West Conference. I did not pick CSU to beat Michigan, though. But the rest, I think I had a lot of wins there in the conference. And do we already know who your champion is?
Probably.
You know, we'll see when it gets there. Oh, yeah. I am beating them.
One seed, you're going to win the first matchup, probably the second one. You know, may not get challenged to the Elite Eight, and I think this is a Final Four team with Nate Oates and the Crimson Tide. SEC Player of the Year, Brandon Miller, announced today. So here we go.
So they're not afraid to give him an award.
I guess not. And
yeah.
SEC freshman.
Yeah, you're a basketball school now.
We are.
Because you're not winning championships in football anymore.
Well, just wait until we win both, and then you're going to be, oh, we can't get rid of these guys.
Now that primetime's in Boulder.
Ooh.
You know.
Big coach in a new school. That's fun.
Alabama's the basketball school now. Can't you guys just leave it alone, Angel? Let us have basketball.
No, and we're not doing it despite the nation. We're doing it despite little brother on the other side of the state, Auburn, because they think they're the everything school. The only thing they're good at is horse riding and cow taming.
And cow taming?
Yeah, they're agricultural school.
So. Tame cows.
A lot of cows.
That's Tanner's job. Tanner go to Auburn?
Yeah. I'm not gonna make a joke like that.
No, he's a cow tamer.
I'll joke about Tanner on his own, but not Tanner and Auburn because that's too mean.
That's insulting
to Tanner.
That's too much. Well, I was gonna say leave basketball to us, but it's not like Colorado's really a basketball school or a basketball state either. I want that to be the case. It felt like we were kind of on that path last year, didn't it? You know, CSU goes dancing. CU went dancing last year. The Bears were one game away from going dancing. And then this year happened. and just injury, sickness, not getting the right guys, not figuring it out, inconsistencies, and it just didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. Now, again, you still have the Buffs. The Buffs play Washington. I don't know when. They play them, though, later this week. CSU plays Fresno State on Wednesday during our show. So, this, you know, I expect the Rams to win the first round. I expect them to get past the first round. The Buffs maybe can beat Washington.
Buffs play Wednesday at 1.
Oh, geez. So, back-to-back there. We'll just turn the TV on, and away we go.
Just no talking. Just
yep.
Sit there
and just sit watch. There and watch, guys.
Oh, that was a good show.
We just comment on the game. We could do that.
I think so.
What if we just open up the show, and we just comment on the game? Just watch the game, and we're not going to broadcast it. That would be, we couldn't do that, but we could just talk about it, have a little watch party on the show. Dude, are you in? Hands in the middle. 1, 2, 3.
After 2, I'm out of here. But
well,
I'll watch
CSU,
the first half.
CSU game will be done. We'll be good there.
Okay.
So we could just comment on the game. Have Hooligans chime in. Assuming we can get it. We'll have the Mountain West. They'll have it on their website, too. But I'm guessing it'll be...
It's not on TV.
I don't know. Dude, I don't know how these contracts go sometimes. I get so damn confused with everybody. No, CSU and Fresno State, I'm not seeing it. Are you seeing it that it's on anything? It's on the Mountain West Network, so we'll be able to turn that on. That's nuts to me. But that is what it is. 31 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
So I was sent this via Twitter over the weekend, just a link to John Canzano's article about the Pac-12 officially exploring 4 expansion schools, trying to make up for what they've lost. Obviously, SMU and San Diego State are in the thick of it, but who are the other teams? According to John Canzano, CSU's in the mix. Oh, a lot of people were retweeting this guy. He's got a good following, all this stuff. He said Colorado State may also be among the candidates. He's still working to confirm that and the fourth school. So why would CSU make sense for the Pac-12? They got the new stadium, fairly new stadium. How long are we going to say new? It's been like it's been out there a while.
Once it gets full once,
yeah.
Count it as new.
Yeah. Well, when they opened their first year with that bad boy, they opened up against Oregon State at home. It was full. It was awesome. That showed you right there because I was at that game, and it was amazing. It was like, dude, this could be it. And then from that point on, it just started to slowly fizzle from that point. So his points for CSU would be it has a new football stadium and is a research university. Is that
means they're smart.
Okay. Pac-12 already captures the Denver television market with Colorado. So for that reason, I believe any interest in Colorado State might just be that exploration. He also went on to say, I don't think Colorado's ever going to leave the Pac-12, at least now. According to athletic director Rick George, he's on record on that front. Well, I don't know if that means anything. These guys are on record saying this stuff all the time. I'm not going anywhere. Here I go. You know, it's funny because I asked the question a few weeks ago, like, what's more likely for CSU in the next few years? Stay in the Mountain West, go to the Pac-12, another Power 5 school or another Group of 5 conference, not school, conference. And most people were like, dude, you're not going to the Pac-12. There's no way. What's better right now, Angel, to be in the Mountain West Conference or to be in the Pac-12?
Pac-12.
Because the money. Even if the trajectory started to look up, like the Mountain West Conference could go out and have a monster showing in March Madness. They could knock out Pac-12 teams, who knows, and then they go deep. Next year could even be an amazing year, too, where the football teams are very good and they're actually pound for pound looking better than the Pac-12. All that stuff's the chances of that are very rare. But even that being said, it's the TV money. It's, you know, and we don't know what's going to happen with the Pac-12 and their new TV negotiations of working with Apple. Does that cut them out from doing anything related to ESPN at all? Because like right now you have your Pac-12 network, but that doesn't mean they don't, ESPN and Fox don't carry random big time matchups coming up in the Pac-12. So it's about the money, and it will be, you know, until proven otherwise. But I just, it's, you got to be very careful here, because if the Pac-12 does come calling, do you make that jump because the money is so good? Or do you fear that you make that jump? And this was basically the Pac-12's last-ditch effort to try to stay relevant and stay afloat. But I love CSU. I love Joe Parker's ambition. I love the way he talks about this team potentially going to be a playoff-type team someday, which is very possible now with the new playoffs. But the last thing you want to do is jump to a conference that might be a sinking ship, and I guess that's where you'd have to really do your research. Yes, there's more money now, today, if you jump over to the Pac-12 as opposed to staying in the Mountain West, but if this thing dissolves, like we thought this might happen last year. We still think it could happen this year with the Apple TV deal. There goes the money. I mean, if Apple TV doesn't work out, what does that, you know, does ESPN and Fox come back to the table knowing that you've been talking to Apple? I mean, these are big discussions to have. And I mean, would you do it if you were CSU, you were Joe Parker, and the Pac-12 came calling today and said, hey, join San Diego State. Come over here. Let's make this conference amazing. Let's make this the conference of champions, as Mr. Walton would say.
I would do it.
You just jump.
Yeah,
best move.
Yeah, there's that possibility that the Pac-12 eventually just dissolves, but I think there's also the possibility is we get four new teams in here, fresh blood, and we see what we can do with them and see if we can't build with them. And I think CSU specifically would bring in a new aspect for Colorado, saying, hey, we actually have our rival in state. We can actually play our rivalry game every single year. And that's, you know, it's not going to look great at first, but over time that builds it up. And it's, hey, we, you know, with rivalry week, we have, you know, Washington, Washington State, Oregon, Oregon State, CU, CSU, and that's your triple header for Saturday afternoon.
That'd be awesome if we could really build that up. That's how you build that thing up. Put them in the Pac-12. Boise State, unlikely, according to this report, unlikely to be Pac-12 expansion candidates, which is crazy to me. Boise State, football and basketball. They always are. You always think they are, but they never do. Sources at both schools have told this writer here that they've had only limited contact with the conference in recent months. They're better potential fits for the Big 12, which would be better to go there. You'd be a small fish in a big pond, but...
I mean, you'd also be a powerhouse.
And you get money.
Conference.
Like, if you're Boise State, you could stay in the Mountain West, though, and compete consistently for conference champion and getting into the playoffs, which a payout would come there. Or you can go get a lot of money anyway and just be kind of a middle of the road to lesser middle of the road team in the Big 12.
And I wouldn't be shocked if we do see some conference realignment. We see some teams jump up to the Power 5. Where the playoff, you know, factors are changed, where it's okay, maybe we don't need all the conference champ because there's four good teams in each conference. Well, we can't just take the two best. We need to have three or four.
Yeah.
So if a Boise State went to a Big 12, that's another big fish in that little pond.
Yeah. Well, and according to Pac-12 sources on their money allotment and stuff, they said they're confident that the conference will match or beat the Big 12's announced $31.6 million annual media rights fee distribution figure. Over Friday, over the weekend, one well-placed conference source called being in the vicinity of that number a layup. So again, that's a chunk of cheese right there. That's what you look at. Even though... competitively wise, if you're CSU, it makes more sense to stay in the Mount West Conference because, you know, what's easier? Trying to beat Boise State and Air Force, some of these other teams that are really good, Utah State, Fresno State, or trying to beat teams like Oregon and maybe CU. So competitively, it would be like, dude, it'd be a smart thing to stay in the Mountain West, but the amount of money, and with no, I don't see any real monster TV deal in sight for the Mountain West Conference. Yeah, you know, with the big time networks. I mean, they have their deals going where you get some of those games on CBS, you get some of those games on Fox and stuff, but or on FS1, excuse me. But those deals are nothing, pale in comparison to what we're seeing throughout, you know, what the Pac-12 is doing and the Big 12 is doing, the Big 10 and all that stuff. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. What else on this conference thing? It's very interesting. The University of Oregon, according to this report, is way on board with its commitment to the Pac-12 per source with knowledge. Makes sense. Big 10 isn't offering membership. The Big 12 makes zero sense for some of these other teams. So the Ducks would stay in the Pac-12, which is, again, attractive. You want, if you're jumping to the Pac-12, Angel, you want to make sure the big dogs are staying there. And, you know, you've already lost a couple of those big dogs. So if you go over there, you want to make damn sure that, because you're losing, USC, you're losing UCLA. You want to make sure that Oregon's there, that Washington's there, and Arizona State, like, those aren't obviously the primos right now, guys that are teams that are just fantastic, but you want to make sure that those teams stay in the mix. Because again, losing USC and UCLA is a big deal, and Oregon State's coming on strong, which timing couldn't be better for Oregon State to try to be relevant. They had a great year last year, 10 wins for them. They finished in the top 20. So those are a lot of moving pieces that you have to pay attention to. Is, okay, what's the money situation like? What's the overall forecast for the Pac-12? Are you staying? Oregon staying? Okay, the top teams are staying. And then you have to look back and see, okay, well, are we better off trying to dominate the Mountain West Conference? Because Angel, okay, in the next 5 years, we all are really excited about Jay Norvell. And we're excited about Clay Millen, Torrey Horton, and this defense. In the next 5 years, if I said you're in the Mountain West, you're in the Pac-12, based on what we know about this team right now. Now, again, recruits might change if you go to the Pac-12. But do they have a better chance to win a conference championship in the Mountain West or the Pac-12 right now? They're built for the Mountain West.
What does it mean to win a Mountain West title?
You would get a shot at the playoffs.
Maybe. What if they change it and the Mountain West goes down to 8 teams or so? Could they still qualify as, yeah, you would be one of the top 12 teams out of your 8 team pool?
As of right now, all of the conferences are qualified, right?
Yes.
So, you know, does that change if San Diego State, which we've heard a lot of rumors that they are going to be bouncing, if another team, a surprise candidate in here, Fresno State, I don't know if they're realistic, but if they bounce, Do we look at that now and say, well, the conference has two, there's not enough teams. So it's not really fair. I don't see them going that route. They might as well dissolve the conference then.
I guess I'm not on board with the whole, whatever happens, the Pac-12 is going to dissolve anyway. I don't see that happening.
As long as you keep your top dogs in.
True.
Your remaining top dogs. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, Vanderbilt's in the SEC. Would it be that big of a deal if CSU is in the Pac-12? Not comparing them, but just saying that's the kind of perception it paints. Is CSU good enough to even be in the Pac-12? Is Vanderbilt even good enough to be in the SEC?
Probably not, right? I mean, Vanderbilt, they've been bad for a while now, right?
But they're really good at baseball, and that helps. So if you can get really good at one sport.
CSU's good at, over the last couple of years, they've been good at basketball. This year, obviously, different. But they were good last year. They were good the year before that. So the trajectory for CSU basketball has been pretty good. Football-wise, no, they're not good enough to be in the Pac-12. And I know they like to make fun of the Pac-12, but in Pac-12, last I checked, they had teams that were ranked. They had USC, they had Washington, they had Oregon, they had Utah, they had Oregon State, they had UCLA. They had 5 or 6 teams that are ranked in the top 20. I mean, in the Mountain West Conference, Fresno State, I think they cracked the top 25 last year. So, and it's funny because they're not really in consideration for this at San Diego State. So, I don't know. I don't think the Pac-12 is going to dissolve, but Angel, if they accept this Apple TV deal, does that change things? Because they get a lot of money for it initially, but if the viewers aren't coming, because it's different, you know, people this day and age don't want to subscribe to 500 networks, and maybe they don't. I mean, I would imagine here in the state, a lot of people would subscribe to Apple TV so they could watch CU and CSU. I would. That'd be bang for my buck. Because I'd have two teams that we follow. Yeah, it's an interesting debate. It's a tough discussion, but you got to put your best foot forward either way you slice it. And I guess that starts with Wednesday. See how CSU does against Fresno State. Starts next year, or with spring ball coming up. You got to have that football program rolling. Colorado's not a strong enough basketball state to have their team lead right now anyway. It's got to be through football. 12:48 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, and we're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Several teams. One goal. Win it all. Your high school basketball playoffs on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're going to be hanging out at near the Eaton Country Club next week at McCarty's Grill next Friday. You game for that, Angel? Next Friday, 10 o'clock. We won't have a show that day because we, of course, contract through Westwood One to carry March Madness here on the station. So we will have those games on air for you Thursday and Friday. If you're at work, you can't be watching games or whatever, you can at least listen to them right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. We are going to be out at McCarty's Grill, though, hanging out. Great specials going on for us out there that day. So come out, enjoy watching college basketball. Should be a lot of fun. We've done this for the last couple of years now, and it's always a blast. So Hooligans, you get your chance to meet Angel, Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint, Bruce Dick even, myself, but I'm usually in a corner hidden away. This is a great opportunity for our Hooligans to come out and have a great time at McCarty's Grill. Delicious food there. Again, right, basically part of the Eaton Country Club. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, Angel, we got picks, and we don't have to, it's not like our football picks here, but just gut feeling. CSU plays Boise State tonight, women's basketball. See, you going to take CSU to win this game?
Yes.
I am too. Got them there. And I think if they win, we're going to get McKenna Hoff Shield on tomorrow, the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. The Colorado Buffaloes play the Washington Huskies on Wednesday. That game is at 1 o'clock. What are you thinking there? The Buffs are 16-15, 8-12 in the conference. The Huskies are 16-15, 8-12 in the conference.
CU always seems to perform well in the Pac-12 tournament. I know Micah is a Washington guy, but I'm going to go with CU.
The ESPN's matchup predictor, I don't have a spread yet. Matchup predictor has the 66.7% going to the Buffs. I'm a homer on this one. I'm just going to go with you. I've watched some Washington games this year, and every time I think, oh, they're going to put on a show tonight, here we go. It hasn't been great. So I'm going to say the Buffs win. Tad Boyle, let's see if we get Tad on the show tomorrow. We might have interviews all day tomorrow, Angel. We're going to get the two wrestling studs on from UNC. I believe we're going to get McKenna on. Mike get Nico Medved on. Let's get them all on. Let's just bam, 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 bam. Interview, 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 interview. Next up, CSU. Actually, before the CU game, CSU and Fresno State. First round of the Mountain West Conference Tournament. You handing out roses to everybody in the first round?
Why not?
Yeah. Might as well.
See if she wins that game.
Yeah, they beat Fresno State. I'm with you on that. All right, so we're... Everybody loves everybody on this show. First round's
I'm not okay, and you're not okay, and that's okay.
That's okay. That's just fine. Let's go, Rams. Let's get it done. ESPN agrees with us. They've got them at like 60%. They beat Fresno State 60-57. And then they beat them 79-57. So they got them in the regular season, if that means anything. Let's get past the first round here. Then we can feel a little bit better about everything. UNC got past their first round. Wasn't meant to be against Montana State. Get everybody past the first round. And then who knows? For CU, though, am I right on this one? If CU wins... No, I was wrong. I said USC. They'll be playing UCLA. Yeah. I mean, USC wasn't really a walk in the park, but UCLA is like, they might win it all. They could be a team that could win it all this year. So enjoy the win, hopefully, Wednesday, Buffs. And then maybe you upset the world and you take down UCLA on Thursday. That'd be great. All right, that's going to do it for this hour. We'll be back coming up in the final hour of the show. Let's talk about free agency, the NFL. Daniel Jones, is anybody going to pick this guy up? He's wanting a pretty penny. We'll talk more NFL on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.